Jacks. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run for Samothrace, and then the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, the leading city in the district of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. And then I jump over to the Gospel of John, chapter 15, 26 to 16, 4. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceed from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogue. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he's offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." And so the Gospel of the Lord. We begin today's readings with one of the more interesting passages in Scripture, the journey to Philippi. The straight run to Samothrace reminds me of moments of sailing and the sheer joy of sailing when you can head directly toward your destination and the sails are working for you at maximum efficiency. For me, it calls to mind a vacation journey where we set sail in early morning across the Strait of San Juan, bound for Seattle. We set the sails wing on wing and didn't touch them for over an hour. I sat up in the bow and my friend Tom, the real sailor, tended the wheel. Lost in the beauty of the moment, neither of us said a word for most of the day. And so we have traveled through these Easter days in a spirit of joy and likewise wonder. But now, with talk of a coming advocate, we look for a change in our mood and energies. I find Richard Rohr's introductory lines to his book On the Threshold of Transformation to be most helpful. In the first half of life, he says, a young man believes that life's truths lie elsewhere, out there, away from home, far from where he is. He's looking for his soul. Richard has been most helpful in identifying this search of the Spirit. And the time comes when we must turn within. One is reminded of the terrible joke, a real groaner, that Rabbi Mark Gaffney relates about the hot dog stand outside the Buddhist training center. "Give me one with everything," says the customer, as he hands the vendor a $20 bill. Well, halfway through the hot dog, he inquires, "Hey, where's my change?" Only to have the vendor reply, "Surely you know that all change must come from within." Well, today's readings present us with such a transition moment. The old way of understanding things on the surface level will no longer be adequate. The gospel also reflects the trouble that John's community is having with the local Jewish community. The world will simply not understand this advocate and the direct access to the Father that is manifested by the advocate who comes to us. Indeed, this remains a conundrum for us today. We prefer to reach out, to travel, to explore, to discover new spiritual realities. But the time has come for us to look within. We set out for the great adventure of every life, union with God. I never cease to be surprised at the fact that this union really needs to happen not outside, not through violent psychic change, but in the peaceful, gentle realization of the very life of God, finding expression right at the center of our own flawed and limited human nature. Indeed, such a transformation is simply too good to be true. God, the Holy Spirit, the very energy of divine love, is finding expression in the depths of our fear. Our isolation is touched by community. Our selfishness is overwhelmed by the divine magnanimity. Our anger becomes energy for the good. Our self-centered sexual desires now find expression in wholesome affection. Our fear is met by the joyful discovery of God alive even within us. Because God is present everywhere, we find a vast comfort and beauty in just resting in the joyful discovery of God, even within the terrifying spiritual emptiness of soul that provoked our first journeys in the Spirit. In our hunger, we peacefully await the coming of the Spirit of God. As Catholic Christians, we have always professed that the very being of God is in some way reflected in all of creation. Now we begin to experience the joyful discovery of God's very life in the center of our own existence. Why, even our failures become illumined by God's presence and give us greater compassion and joyful mercy for our brothers and sisters in their need. God's coming leads us out of ourselves into the discovery of a more credible manifestation of the Church as well. God's people now united in a new freedom. We await this coming advocate with joy.